Hello, welcome to Access. I'm Lauren.
And I'm Bree. We are cousins who love to read.
If you've been here before and you already know how the show works, you can go ahead and skip to around 2 minutes and 30 seconds, or you can stick around and listen to our intro. So this show, last year I read A Court of Thorns and Roses for the first time, and I sprinted through the first three books. And I love to read books with Breeze. So I went to Breeze and said, oh my gosh, you got to read these, please. I need your opinions. I want to talk about these books with you. She said, I'm far too busy for your shenanigans. And one time, I was trying to convince her for a while. And one time, she made a joke about how I could read it to her. And I jumped at the opportunity. So we thought it would be fun, a good time to record our commentary and kind of share it with our friends.
But we didn't realize how many people we knew that had read or wanted to read the books and wanted to talk about them. So we decided to go public to make our experience more accessible.
However, when we originally started this, we were recording Breezy's live reactions to every chapter, but I can't read the book in full on this podcast.
So the way each episode works is we will give a short summary of the previous chapter and then a longer summary of whatever chapter we're currently focusing on. And then after that, we'll do my predictions for the next chapter, and Lauren will pretend that she doesn't know what's coming. And then if you stick around at the end, you can hear some snippets of our commentary.
This first season might be a little bit clunky just because we are still figuring out what we're doing. And we also changed our structure kind of after we had already recorded quite a few chapters. We started recording this in November of 2023. So this is coming to you from the present. However, what you are going to hear is coming to you from the almost a year ago past.
So if you've read ACOTAR, haven't read ACOTAR, hated it, loved it, have absolutely no idea what we're talking about, it doesn't matter. We are happy to have you here.
Just don't tell our moms what we're doing. They still think we're getting together to read the Bible.
I hope you enjoy the show.
All right. We are back for chapter 7.
Woot woot.
I can't even remember what happened. It was very short. She came into the dining room. Oh, the wolf is a man.
Yes, which we knew. He has golden hair, which I feel iffy about.
Yeah, Breezy doesn't trust a man with golden hair.
It's because they seem so much more trustworthy. But then they're not. I feel like with the dark haired ones, you almost expect it. I don't know.
Aren't they usually the morally gray ones, though?
Yes.
So.
But they're the ones I like.
Okay. All right.
We still don't know his name, but we know Lucien.
The redhead.
The foxy one.
Fox face. That's so hard for me to say.
It's Hunger Games. They literally call that girl Fox face for the entire series. Wow. Okay.
Damn. It's Hunger Games.
It's literal Hunger Games because all this girl ever talks about is how being hungry she is. Just like eat some food. I want to stuff her face for her. It's getting annoying.
Well, maybe she'll eat this chapter.
Eat and leave no crumbs. She complained about getting a fancy dress.
Oh yeah, she didn't want to wear a dress. She said she couldn't move in a dress.
And there's a really fancy bed.
I wonder if a really fancy bed.
Break it later.
She also called. She also called it like humongous or ginormous something, which makes me feel like that's also like foreshadowing. I don't know. I don't know why you're laughing so. All right, we're gonna start chapter 7.
Okay, I'm ready.
I don't know if I am. Okay. All right. So we recorded the summary for this chapter after we had already read it. We got together and it was when we were just recording commentary for our friends. So we had to get back together and go through and read the summary of the chapter. So that's what you're about to hear.
Last week we wore Barbie sweatshirts.
Oh,
when we recorded. This week I'm wearing an I Am Kenneth hoodie.
And I'm wearing a Darth Vader sweatshirt.
And the pod lab moved today.
It did.
Today we're at Breezy's house.
Woot.
So if the audio is different,
sorry.
That's how it
deal
is.
With it.
I know how to edit, but not the sound quality. Like, I can splice clips, but I can't. I don't know how to fix.
You're doing great. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Chloe will tell us.
Yeah, she will.
So we're here for chapter 7. So she's dressed. Alice got her all ready.
Yep.
She comes back into the dining room and it says that the Lucian and the golden haired man are lounging in their chairs.
Lounging. And she still hasn't eaten.
No. She walks in and she's just noticing like the opulence of this house and how much wealth these beings have. And it's just like really sinking into her how really above them they are in mm-hmm. all aspects of life. There's still food on the table and she can still smell the spices. The blonde man assures her that the food is safe.
Which he has to say 13 times.
So many times. And then Lucian reveals that this golden haired man's name is Tamlin. And also says something about how, like, he hasn't really talked to a woman in decades. Roast him.
And she gets really hung up on the decades thing.
I'm hung up on the decades
this thing. Man, fairy, what have you, is probably in his early prime of life. Probably looks.
Mm.
I don't know how old he's but if, supposed to look, but young. Yeah.
If fairies are immortal, how old is he? If, yeah.
Yes.
And again, they're all wearing masks. Lucian says she doesn't look too bad and is wondering why she didn't wear a dress.
Why are fantasy men always like obsessed with what the women are wearing?
It's true.
Like, who cares?
Who cares?
Get over it.
Again, Tamlin tells her to sit down and eat.
Again. Oh, I did also look this up because I've read this in other books that like fairy food can be dangerous.
Okay.
Not that it could kill you or anything, but just that it can
spell
sort of like drug magic. You. Yeah, yeah. Kind of like magic. And that is just, I tried to look up the origin of that and all I got was that's just what all the legends say.
Oh.
So it's just been perpetuated for a very, very, very long time and can't really trace the origin of that.
I appreciate you looking up fairy lore for us.
Because I'd read that before, so yeah. I'm like, I know she didn't invent that, mm-hmm. but like, I was curious where it came from, but.
Yeah. No answers.
No answers, really. So sorry about that, folks. If somebody knows.
Oh, yeah. I would want to know. She realizes, like, finally, she's like, I don't really have another choice. She finally sits down. Tamlin gets up. He makes her a plate of food. And Feyre just, like, wants him to stay away from her.
Again, he's being so nice.
She doesn't trust him.
He didn't murder her. He's letting her live in his nice house, not even in the servants' quarters, but like a guest.
That's true.
He's fixing her food.
Yeah. He talks about how, yeah, she's like very like, you don't have to serve me. And he's like, do you realize like how big of an honor it is for you to be like, you're a lowly human.
Yeah.
And I'm a high fae.
Yeah. The power struggle is going to be a theme, I can tell.
She's really hungry. She wants to eat the whole table. And then Tamlin is trying really hard to say something nice about her, and he comes up with, your hair is clean.
To be fair, that is a really nice compliment. You could tell me that. I'd be like, thank you.
Yeah, I guess,
you
like,
can tell?
Because she got, like, dragged from home, knocked out for 2 days.
And I don't know how much she was bathing before, either.
That's true. So then, like, she got all cleaned up by Alice and stuff. So I'm sure she does look a lot better than when she first got there.
Oh, surely.
But now her hair's clean. Honestly, I look like a different woman after my hair is washed. Yeah, then we find out officially that Lucian and Tamlin are High Fae. So again, that's like the human-looking High Fae that rule Prithian. Feyre doesn't have any clue why she's there or what she's going to do there.
And I don't either.
You and Feyre are in the same boat.
Can we get to that, please?
No. But she's like, okay, I'm here for the rest of my life. Like, what?
Right. Or I'm going to keep trying stupid ways to escape when I clearly don't have a shot.
Yep. Tamlin assures her he's like, you're not gonna be a slave, and he really does not care what she does with her life. She's not expected to like work or anything. She just needs to like stay out of everybody's way,
which she's gonna have a hard time doing, obviously.
We can already tell
she's so annoying.
She tells them she doesn't have any hobbies. She doesn't tell them about like how she's interested in art. And she's just like freaking out about her family and her welfare. Like, her internal monologue is, I'm so hungry, how can I escape? My family is suffering. Like, that's
yes.
her.
Yeah. Oh, and then he tells her, is this when he tells her that her family's gonna be fine?
Oh, in a little bit, yeah.
That he's like, oh, did you really think that I would bring you here and not take care of your family? And I'm like, kind of. Like,
why would I expect
like,
you
she doesn't
to do
really
that,
have
yeah.
a reason to expect that of him, but yeah. he's saying that her family will be taken care of, they're mm-hmm. gonna be fine as long as she's still here.
Yep.
If she does leave, then fine, but
exactly,
the help yeah. that her family's getting is gone also.
Mm-hmm. Lucien asks her how she killed the wolf, his friend.
My gosh.
And is obviously upset that she attacked him, like, and he didn't
unprovoked
attack, yeah. And then he also is upset that she skinned him.
Again, I can see why.
Yeah. So that means that they found his body.
Yeah, yikes.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Oof.
And he was one of their sentries.
Yes.
He was sent out to get the lay of the land, get the scope. Which also I'm like wondering why they need sentries. Like,
oh, they talked about it.
But why?
We'll get there.
What did they say? I don't remember.
Let me refresh your memory.
Please.
Tamlin looks at her and she she describes him as looking ancient. Like in a yeah,
like his soul.
Yeah.
Like he's seen some stuff.
Yep.
He's seen some shit.
Not that he looks old.
Right.
Just like.
But he has that tired look in his eyes.
Mm-hmm. She digs in again to like her family being starving. And then Tamlin tells her he made sure her family's taken care of. And she doesn't really know if she believes him. He tells her she should be showing him gratitude. And Vera's like ready to throw hands.
I mean, I would be a little bit too. It's just a tricky spot. I see where they're both coming from, mm-hmm. but like neither of them are being very mature in this situation.
Yeah, especially if he's 100 years old
or more.
Or more. He uses magic to make her stay in her chair and tells her he won't continue taking care of her family if she like leaves. If she uh-huh. like, if she goes back across the wall. She finally eats something.
Oh, thank heavens. I was ready to pass out by this point.
I know, I'm starving just reading these chapters. The magic bonds, like, vanish, and she's, like, allowed to leave, go to bed. And then Lucien stops her, and he wants to talk about how ugly mortal men are, pretty much. He's like, why don't you want to hang out with us? Like, mortal men...
We're beautiful.
Obviously, aren't as good-looking as us. And he can't understand why she doesn't want to be around them and thinks that she should be, like, honored by their company. He's thrown.
Like, do they not know that humans hate them? I guess they don't.
Well, but also, like, we get this energy from them of, like, high fae think they are so much better than humans. I mean, they kind of are.
They kind of are.
In every way.
So I get it, but...
Yeah. She tells them that she did, like, have somebody back home in the village, but, like, she did not love him. And, like, Lucien and Tamlin are very concerned with her having somebody back home. They're, like, looking at each other, like...
Like, what?
What's going on?
Yeah, but our girl's keeping her options open.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not gonna be tied down to this Isaac dude when there are hotter fairies to mess around with.
You think she's trying to
bed
a fairy?
Whoa, hates fairies. What century is this?
We actually don't know. Let's see. She's like very weirded out that they're like digging into this.
Yeah, because it is weird that yeah. they're so invested in her life.
Yeah.
Because, and this is the issue I'm having, is that it feels out of character, like, we're flip-flopping a little bit here, where they're like, we're so much better than you, and yet they're so interested in her. Yep. So I hope that there's a reason for this.
And they say, they're like, we want to know about you because you're going to be living here. And then Tamlin's, like, keeping his mouth in a very thin line the whole time. And then she's, like, finally leaving to go to bed. And, again, like, Tamlin's just kind of being like, I'm doing a lot for you here. And she says, thank you, but I don't think she really means
She doesn't mean it.
She, next day, wakes up and she's just, like, laying in the huge bed.
Just chilling.
Just thinking about her life.
She hasn't had a break in a while, you know? No. She's had to go hunt all the time, take care of her dumb family.
It's true. And then Alice comes in and gets hit in the face by this rope that Feyre had, like, Home Alone booby trapped over the door.
We didn't see her set that up, though, right?
No.
Okay, so yeah, we find out about this the same time Alice does.
Yep. And then Alice is like, this wouldn't do anything against us, and, like, you couldn't do anything against one of us. Like, we would kill you so easily. But then reassures her, like, Tamlin, like, told all of us that you were gonna live here, like, nobody's gonna hurt you, kind of a thing.
But also, don't, like, push it.
Yeah.
Don't try to get eaten by a fairy. Do fairies actually eat people?
I don't know.
Okay.
And then we have the reminder that, like, another servant comes in wearing a bird mask. And...
Oh, yeah.
The plague masks.
And we still don't know why at this point.
Yeah. And then they mention, like, going into the bathing chamber. And this is where we talked about the indoor plumbing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And then Alice gives her another dress. And Feyre's like, no. And then she gives her another tunic that's, like, a really dark purple.
Again, the color, I guess, is significant.
It is. Feyre really appreciates, like, colors of things that you wouldn't normally notice. And then Feyre's like, Alice is braiding her hair and she's looking in the mirror and she's just, like, describing her reflection and how she does not love it, but she's obviously, like, beautiful.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
She says that she, like, sees too much of her mom in her, I think.
Yeah, which it sounds like I'm not the only one who has issues with Feyre's mom. It sounds like Feyre has issues with Feyre's mom.
Yep. And then she talks about, like, how her sister is kind of, well, I guess Nesta maybe would be probably the one to, like, insult her looks. She really wants to try to get somebody, like, one of the fairies on her side, to, like, try and convince Tamlin to let her go. So she's, like, going to walk outside and she runs into a man. And it's Tamlin. He is wearing his baldric.
Gotta have the baldric everywhere you go.
And she's, like, very conscious of him being his ability to gut her.
Like a fish.
And then we find out that she was, in fact, crouching when he approached her.
That's right. Yep.
And then she describes his male beauty.
Uh-huh.
He asks her if she wants, if she wants him to show her around. And she says no and starts to edge around him. She's upset that she's there and, like, upset about the treaty. Tamlin clarifies that the treaty doesn't stop fairies from going into mortal territory. Just, like, keeps them from being able to enslave humans. So fairies, like, that's a big piece of info. They can just, like, go over there.
Yeah, how many fairies who look like people have been over there? We may never know.
But I feel like high fae look different enough.
I know. Well, if they were wearing, like, the classic fantasy disguise, you just, like, throw a cloak with a hood on, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. That's
rub some that's dirt true. On your face. Bam. Peasant. Bam. hide them pointy ears.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, and then he explains that there is a blight, like a sickness, that caused a lot of, like, the people in this court to leave. And they, everybody in the court is cursed with masks because there was, like, a surge of this blight during a masquerade.
Yes, so the blight, like, messes with magic.
Yeah, it makes it weaker.
In unpredictable ways.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was during a masquerade and they all got their masks stuck on their face, and that's their big curse.
They're all stuck with masks and it's been 49 years.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Which, that would be rough. I do still think that's pretty low stakes though. Like, they're not in like danger or dying.
But maybe fairies are super vain, so like having to wear a mask is I think
for sure. Yeah, maybe the punishment fits the victim in this case.
Yeah.
But, what was I going to say about that? I don't remember. Oh, well, it wasn't important.
And then Feyre is worried that the blight could affect mortals.
And he says maybe.
Yep.
It probably could, mm-hmm. but they don't know how.
And then she's like, finally, because he's giving her all this information, she's finally like, oh crap, I'm not leaving. He's not going to let me go.
She's also like, and maybe I could help. Like, she's getting her,
yeah,
her protagonist calling here.
Here she comes.
The chosen one.
And then he like has his claws out.
Oh, yeah.
And then she walks away from Tamlin and she's like going through all the info he gave her. She's worried about like fairies invading the mortal lands. End of chapter 7.
Ooh, that was a spicy one.
Well, because she described his toned shoulders, his tight jaw, toned,
tightening,
whatever, tan constantly. Skin. They're always tan.
They're
never pale.
Well, Edward was pale.
Oh, crap.
He's the only one.
The only one.
He's the only pasty
skin
one.
Skin of a killer, Bella.
And then it's just a disco ball. Yeah. Yep.
All right. So we finally are getting, like,
yeah,
the story's starting
now.
The
ball is rolling.
Yeah.
We've got the conflict now.
Yep.
The blight.
The blight. They're cursed with masks.
That's all we know. It sounds, like, more poetic when he describes it as live as a beast or live with a mask.
Yeah.
But then, like, the reality of it is still so funny to me.
Yeah.
Like,
the masks.
They're literally just wearing masquerade masks.
Masquerade masks. So, predictions for chapter eight.
Didn't he also tell her to, like, be careful in the gardens? Somebody told her to be careful outside.
I think Alice did.
Oh, it was Alice? Okay.
I think she said, like, you can be, like, out in the grounds, but don't go, like,
okay,
exploring.
That's
because other fairies will kill you.
Yeah, because I just was thinking that might play into my predictions for the next little chapter. My question, though, that I was going to ask is, do we know what court we're in? I guess we don't yet.
I don't believe so.
Okay.
If you don't remember, I'm not going to say.
Okay. Okay. My predictions for chapter 8. Ooh. Well, she's heading outside, so she'll probably just, like, wander around outside. Maybe she'll go too far. Maybe she'll run into one of these fairies that has an issue with her. I'm not really sure. Or run into Lucien. I'll give her more info. That's really all I got. I'm not really sure what could happen next. I assume she's gotta meet somebody else, but nothing grab match. I don't think she's gonna, like, grab him and kiss him immediately.
Whoa. Sound the alarm.
He said, I don't think that's gonna happen.
Well, thank you for hanging out and reading with us.
If you'd like to reach out to us, you can send us an email at akasass.pod@gmail.com, or you can find us on Instagram at akasass_pod. That's AKASAS.
If you want to stick around and hear the thoughts we had while I was reading the chapter to Breezy, stick around and it'll start in just a minute. Thanks, everybody.
Sorry, when you hear lounging, I'm like, have
they
to
use it a lot in this,
like,
book.
Like, laying down. Like, yeah, I imagine, like,
how
the
do you
cushions.
Lounge? You have to, like, prop up a leg.
Yeah, you can't be
you
lounging
have to have
in,
your
like, a
arms.
Throne.
Yeah, you have to have your arms, like, thrown out.
Yeah, something.
We both, for the purpose of the tape, we both just lounged on the couch. I threw my arms out. Spices lingering in the air, beckoning.
Were they erotic?
Son of a... I cannot believe. Every time you hear exotic spices, you're going to go, erotic What are erotic spices? What should we label as an erotic?
Paprika. Cayenne pepper.
I can't believe we both
Red
said paprika.
Pepper flakes. Muy caliente.
Erotic spices.
I feel like for sure not salt. I don't know why.
That's a seasoning. I wouldn't call that a spice.
Oh, okay, that's fair. Maybe like cinnamon could be.
Ooh, an erotic spice.
Is mint?
Oh no.
Oh yeah, we'll have to, when we get to how people smell, we'll have to have a deep dive into that.
Yeah, we will.
We have opinions about it.
I tried not to stiffen at the other bit of information Lucian had given away. Decades. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh yes, here we have the 19-year-old girl and the 500-year-old boy child.
Oh yeah, they're wearing masks. Everybody's wearing masks.
We still don't know.
Not
they look
full
like.
Face masks though.
Like
they're like
three quarters.
Masquerade masks.
Yeah. Masquerade. This is a Phantom of the Opera fan. Cats.
Just sit down.
And then, yeah, this man has had it, and frankly, so have I. Eat some food. Literally, this
Hunger
is
Games.
All she talks about.
Hunger Games again.
Like, that should have been the drinking game. Is like, take a drink
every time she mentions hunger.
She talks about being so hungry.
Yep.
I feel like it's a more than fair bargain.
I have to be chilling.
More than fair.
You don't have to freeze to death. You don't have to worry about your silly sisters.
You don't have to hunt anymore. Honestly, I love it. Okay, fair though.
Lucian is so confident in himself. He has a mask covering his face.
Know,
and he's like, I know I'm way hotter than any human, even with like most of my face being covered.
Why does he care so much?
He cares.
I'm sure there's going to be a reason, and we're going to get a reason. But like right now, it just seems ridiculous that he would
hammering it really
like care.
Yeah, a laugh burst out of me, tinged with hysteria.
That was so good.
No, I looked between them.
I've never loved anything in my
Nonsense.
Life except for this chocolate tort.
Tamlin said, his lips a thin line.
Pride. This is thin line count four.
I know, seriously. He's just always talking with his mouth like this. But Lucian's pride tends to
Deep
get
dentures.
He's just trying to keep his dentures from falling out.
Cause he's so ancient.
Oh no. Poor man. The enormous bed, I'm telling you, it's enormous.
It's gotta fit at least one more person in there. That's
enormous.
What she's gotta be hinting at.
The enormous bed, foreign and empty. A small...
I hope... So far, this whole thing feels like a plot hole to me. I hope that, like, they have a valid reason for her being there. That, like, she can give them something.
The fairies?
Because, like, otherwise, why... Like,
why would he keep her?
Why keep her, and then why, like...
Entertainment?
Give... Like,
oh, give
family
her family,
money.
Yeah.
Like, so far, he's losing in this deal.
Yeah.
So, like, I really hope there's a good reason for this, or I'm gonna be mad the whole book.
Throw it out the window.
Well, as they should.
They'd be pissed, especially because her dad told her
like,
not come back.
Like, she's doing more good not being with them.
Yep.
And I don't know why that's
she's
so hard
really,
for her.
I know, she can't
she's
handle
built
it.
Her whole personality around caring for these people, and now that she doesn't have to, and it's even better that she's not, she's, like, having an identity crisis.
It's better for everyone. Like, she's living a better life. Whatever.
Like, get over yourself.
So another thing that really stands out to me in books like this is the pieces of modern technology that they choose to keep.
Yes.
So they have indoor plumbing.
Water.
Yeah.
Yep. Plumbing.
Yep.
Contraceptives,
but they still, like, there's no electricity.
Yeah.
So, it is interesting.
It's very, like, designed for what, you know, because they don't want to spend time dealing with, you know, the trials of life without
it's true.
Those things.
It's true. What would you name purple so dark it's almost black?
Purple. Dark purple. That's not artsy enough.
I was thinking like nightshade or something.
Oh, that's a good one.
That was like what came
that's
to my
a
head.
Really good one. You know, like, oh, maybe like black dahlia.
Because
if you ever
look
they're at like
really
black flowers, they're really more purple.
They're so purple they're almost black. That's perfect.
I like nightshade. That's a good one
Thank
too.
You.
I like dark purple also.
I think that was like made the most sense.
Ben Barnes' eyes.
Wow, you have amazing cheekbones. I feel so bad for you.
Wow, your nose crinkles when you laugh. All cute. Oh, no.
These, like, female fantasy protagonists absolutely slay me.
I just like how she's saying they're too sharp.
Yeah, it's always, like, a good thing in, like, excess.
Yep.
Right? Yeah, brothers don't go for your looks. They're not like, oh my gosh, your hair looks so bad
so
today.
Gross.
They're like, you suck and nobody loves you.
Yeah, dude. They go for the freaking gut.
She talks about being gutted a lot as
She does! And like tearing her throat out.
And like literally, like when I say I'm gutted, like it's always like metaphorical, you know?
She means it.
She's like very like, gut me like a fish.
Conscious of every awkward motion of my body as I edged around him. I'm just picturing like arms up against a wall, like Kronk.
That's incredible. Yes.
This is an Emperor's is New Groove still, podcast.
Is she still half crouched?
I don't know.
She stood up.
I'm dying. No thank you in a crab walk.
That's like major rejection.
I almost stumbled down the garden steps as I glanced over my shoulder, probably because she's crab.
This is an incredible visual. If any of our fans who are listening want to recreate this in
I would like fan art,
for...
please.
That's kind of hilarious.
Just imagine being in a masquerade.
That's the reason.
Gotcha.
That's so funny.
Yeah, they're stuck in masks.
No, I don't think that's supposed to be funny, but it's really funny. It's like,
Why that? Like, why is that the thing?
I don't know.
But I guess she couldn't do... Like, it's Beauty and the Beast. Like, this is their curse.
Yeah.
So she's not, like, turning the furniture
also,
into... Or
that's,
the
like,
into furniture.
Low-stakes curse.
Yeah,
like, sorry you have a mask on.
Yeah.
You know?
For some reason, I...
Wolverine.
That's what I was just gonna say.
This is an X-Men podcast.
This is an X-Men podcast. I'm picturing Wolverine claws.
Yeah,
Amazing. 100%. I wish it was. I think that's less cheesy than, like, just growing really long fingernails.
Yes.
Have you seen X-Men Origins Wolverine?
Yes. Okay.
His brother's nails?
Yes. That's,
so gross.
That's, yeah.
They're so nasty.
Yes, that's kind of...
Like, how do you do that?
My other thing I'm picturing.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would prefer the Wolverine claws.
Oh, yeah. There is no such thing as male beauty. I'm gonna tell you.
This is gonna be a long book. The richness of his golden tan skin. Wait.
I'm just picturing like Chris Hemsworth. Like this man
Thor.
Is for sure Australian.
Thor. He was probably handsome. If he ever took off that mask.
She doesn't even know.
I know.
Oh my gosh, wait, prediction.
What?
If this is Beauty and the Beast, does he have some horrible disfigurement and everyone
it's Phantom of
in
the
his
Opera.
House, everyone in his house has to wear a mask so that he doesn't look out of place. And someday he's going to take off the mask and she's going to be like, oh, he's so ugly.
No.
Thanks for joining us for this installment of Akasas. We'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.